I'm Steve Lascalzo, and this is The Way. Welcome to the Mandalorian Season 3 preview by This Is The Way podcast. While the trailers are out, the debut is this week. The excitement here at HQ is high. It's been several years since Luke Skywalker breached the bridge of Moff Gideon's ship and took Grogu to learn how to harness the Force. Last year, in The Book of Boba Fett, we saw him leaping and flipping across rocks, levitating frogs, putting to sleep a rampaging rancor on the streets of Mos Espa. And now, from the trailers, it looks like our favorite duo is going to revisit Tatooine, make a stop in Navarro, and adventure to Mandalore. There could be some exciting discoveries in store for us in the Star Wars universe. Favreau and Filoni may be developing the lore of the land in ways that bring legends to life, or create all new entries in the Encyclopedia Galactica. What will happen with the Wolf and Cub, Din Djarin and Grogu? What's going to happen to Bo-Katan? What's going to happen to Moff Gideon? What about the new characters we see, like Christopher Lloyd's unknown role? March 1st, we begin our 8-episode journey to find out.
This is The Way.
There are a lot of YouTube videos and podcasts out there right now for season 3 previews of The Mandalorian. And I don't think I want to spend too much time on this one. Only because I don't think there's something that I'm going to say that's going to be world-shattering or brand new. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel here. I think we're all just excited that season 3 is upon us. The trailers have been great. It looks like more of the same and not some grand departure from what we've already enjoyed in The Mandalorian. I think The Mandalorian has been one of the few series that almost everyone who has been creating content for Star Wars agrees upon. There are shows like The Book of Boba Fett that some people enjoy and some people did not. There's shows like Obi-Wan Kenobi where I think the writing was very weak and the story was very weak, but other people really enjoyed. And there are some great moments in that show too. I love the lightsaber sequences and the interplay between Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi, but there's also series like Andor, which some people just don't like because it doesn't have Jedi, or some people don't like because it's not an action thing. It's more of a thriller, suspenseful, you know, espionage kind of show, and that's not what they want to see out of Star Wars. But The Mandalorian is one of those shows, like, ever since Grogu showed up first on the scene, people have been just in awe and just so ready for what's to come that they have really... There's been some weak episodes of The Mandalorian in Season 1 and Season 2 that another show, I think, might not have gotten away with. But The Mandalorian does because of the quality of the story that we're seeing. Or maybe it's more that... Wolf and Cub aspect with, you know, if Din Djarin wasn't looked upon as a father figure to Grogu, maybe we wouldn't enjoy the show as much. It's not just that Grogu is such a cute and lovable character. It's the interaction between the two and the way that story of him being a foundling and then finding someone else that he can now take care of. There's something special about that.
Hang on, kid. This is the way. This is the way.
There are a lot of compelling characters that have been created. Some introduced from other media like animated shows or novels or legends. And then some like Moff Gideon, who is an interesting villain. We know, based on where the story of Star Wars will go with episode 7, 8, and 9, what he's trying to do. But nobody else in the universe has any idea what he's up to. But he's also now in a transition period because he can't be as of use to the Empire anymore because he's been captured. He is compromised, so to speak. We've got Christopher Lloyd joining the cast. It could be a really small role. But that's just exciting, seeing Doc Brown come over to Star Wars. Whatever he does is going to be something interesting. And there is that nostalgia feel that we're going to probably have for his character when he's brand new to Star Wars. Bo-Katan. What an interesting character this person is, because we've seen through the animated shows and through season 2 of The Mandalorian that there's a lot of conflict. She's trying to make up for past sins, I guess you'd say. But she's got a real problem with Din Djarin because he is now the wielder of the thing that she needs for power. And I don't even think she really understands why she wants that power. There's Pre Vizsla, who's still around, the big hulking friend to the armor. And he is a character who his family was the one who is responsible for creating the Darksaber. There's the Darksaber itself, which is kind of like Excalibur or the sword from The Lady in the Lake or whatever you want to say. It's a mythical almost piece of weaponry that has this power attached to it that isn't just that it's a powerful weapon, there's, you know, so much history behind it that we don't even need to see to understand is there. Going on, we have the Anzellans. Is Babu Frick going to show up, or is it just that species? But that was one of the most likable characters in one of the less likable movies, not according to me, but according to most people, The Rise of Skywalker. But are we going to see characters pop up from the sequel series? Like, is there going to be a precursor to Snoke? Could we see one of Rey's parents for some reason? What about Nala Se? She was in, I think she was in live action, right? Before she ended up being in the animated series, The Clone Wars and the Bad Batch. But, you know, she's creating clones, or she's involved in the cloning operation. So, are we going to see characters? What about Omega? Will we hear about Omega? We've seen Boba Fett. Will we see the other prime clone of Jango Fett show up in live action? Sabine Wren, Ahsoka. Are we going to see characters just because we want to set them up for a series that's coming later? Or are we going to see them show up because there's something meaningful in their stories that's going to be continued either in season 4 of The Mandalorian or in the Ahsoka series? Because there is a fourth season already written. Or at least officially, according to Jon Favreau, it is. But is it? Could it be a trick to just let us let our guard down? I mean, it's possible. What about Mandalore itself? We've seen images, I guess. We're not told explicitly that this is Mandalore, but we know that he's supposed to be going, Din Djarin is supposed to be going there to atone for his apostasy of taking off his helmet. Are we going to see a mythosaur? Are we going to see him complete his quest? I personally think he is going to complete his quest, and then he's going to reject that cult. I think he'll atone for it and then be accepted and then lay that mantle down and say, I don't want to be part of this anymore. Like, I have better and bigger things to do, and my identity is no longer held in this group that didn't seem to want him anymore. I think that might go hand in hand with what might be happening to Mandalore or to the Mandalorian culture. Will they move on from Mandalore and move to a new planet, a moon, or something like that? Is that what is happening in some of those scenes where we see what looks like life coming back to Mandalore? Is that just another planet? And is life coming back to the Mandalorian culture? Or is it coming back to the planet? Because it's been only a few years since the Purge or the Night of a Thousand Tears. I don't even know if the planet can bounce back. We don't know what the fate of Mandalore is going to be. You know, is this always going to be the fate? If the Mandalorian culture remains one of warriors? Moving on past that, or maybe it's parallel, is Grogu going to choose to be a warrior? Or, you know, I think it's the wolf and cub dynamic that I'm thinking of. Is he going to choose? He rejected, I guess, the Force, or learning solely about the Force because he has attachments to Din Djarin. But does that mean that he's walking a path towards the dark side? Or does it just mean that he values something more than the power that the Force can give him? He doesn't necessarily need to have all those flashbacks and then wistfully think of, oh, I wish I was a Jedi. Maybe he looks at it differently, and I don't know how they're going to tell that story if he doesn't speak, but maybe we will see that. And if Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni and the creators of season 3 of The Mandalorian can tell us that story without him speaking, I think that will be an astonishing feat. More than that, are there going to be answers for us that have been set up in previous season? Or are we just going to accept that Cara Dune is no longer there because of, you know, real world events? Are there going to be crossovers and setups for other shows other than Ahsoka? Are they going to sneak them in, or will it be really organic You know, are we going to see Sabine Wren and Ahsoka in the show? Because there's purpose to that. And there is, if you think about Rebels. But how well are they going to tell those stories? It's going to be so exciting. And then, these are only the things and the threads that we've been noticing. There could be brand new things coming in, and we might only get half the answers, but there might be new questions that come up that are more exciting than getting answers for things that are in the past. Are we going to get a surprise and see a certain Chiss or Ezra Bridger in a Force vision or in person or something? I mean, we might get some surprises in this show that we don't even think could possibly be coming. I think the production is going to be very volume heavy, but I saw an interesting Twitter discourse recently, and I think The Mandalorian has done so well with the volume because Jon Favreau was one of the directors that really helped get it started. He implemented it. He went all in on, I think it was The Lion King. And that really shows me that he knows how the system works because it was almost tailor-made for him. So perhaps the reason why I accept the volume or the volume of volume shots that are, you know, included, the stagecraft technology that's being included, maybe it's more acceptable because he just knows how to work it so well.
Yeah. Good.
In all, I think The Mandalorian Season 3 is going to be a great one. I don't think it's just going to be a setup. There's no sophomore jinx. We had great moments revealed at the beginning of Season 1, the end of Season 1, the beginning and end of Season 2. And I think we're going to see the same thing in Season 3. I think there's going to be a lot of exciting action, but I think the story is going to be just as good. Now, the writing may not be as quality as the stuff that we saw in Andor. It might not be as tight and polished, but it's going to be exciting. And I, for one, can't wait for March 1st to get here.
One thing before you go.
I want to hear from you if you're listening. I mean, I can see the numbers of downloads and listens. I know you're there. This season, I'm thinking of trying out a quick and dirty first reaction podcast the morning of the show on Wednesdays. I'm going to put together a show and then hope to have a reaction and discussion episode out before the weekend. But then Sunday or Monday, I'd really like to do a feedback podcast. But that requires feedback. Send me some, please. thisisthewaypodcast@gmail.com. All of our links can be found in one place, linktree.com/thisisthewaypod. Our Twitter and Instagram links are @thisisthewaypod, and there are links to our Twitch, Facebook, anchor.fm, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And if I can figure out a way to marry the audio with a slate and post all that to YouTube, I'm going to do that as well if I can do it. That's a lot of work, and I think I am doing a much better job on breaking down the show, talking about interesting aspects of it, fleshing out some of the characters that show up and the actors that have ties. I think I do a great job, but I have to cut off other podcasts now. So I'm going dark. You have to know that my observations are original, so I can't watch other podcasts that I might have listened to or YouTube videos that I like to watch after the fact. I've got to cut myself off because I want to make sure that I am bringing you my own content, my own thoughts, and that's just the way I like to do things. It's the way. This is the way. I'm your host, Steve Lascalzo. Thanks for listening to This Is The Way Podcast's preview of The Mandalorian Season 3. May the Force be with you always.